I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Aid workers in Turkey scramble to set up temporary housing for tens of thousands of earthquake survivors. Lana Silk of Transform Iran says the survivors include Christian refugees from Iran.
There is a huge Iranian community, whether transient or dislocated, in Turkey. Turkey is one of the few countries that Iranians can travel to without a visa. So it's an automatic first stop.
You can help Iranian Christians in Turkey through Transform Iran. We'll connect you through the earthquake response page at missionnews.org. Please pray that God will meet the needs of believers as they help earthquake survivors.
A lot of the Christians that live in Turkey are refugees, and with that comes a whole lot of constraint on how they make a living. Now that they can't be working, they are losing income every day.
And what was already a dire food situation in Haiti has gotten worse. For the first time, the United Nations World Food Program rated Haiti at the highest level 5 for catastrophic hunger levels. Many issues feed into the hunger crisis. Gangs control most of Port-au-Prince, and inflation is skyrocketing. The Ministry for Haiti with Love has requested nutritional rice packets from the organization Feed My Starving Children. It would be enough to feed up to 3,000 people and open doors to gospel conversations. However, for Haiti with Love's Roseline DeHart says,
we ask it out of faith because we don't have the money to take it to Haiti.
It'll cost around $12,000 to ship the nutritional rice packets to Haiti. And for Haiti with Love is trusting God to provide the funds. If you feel moved to give, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You'll help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.